The Charter Review Commission hosted a discussion with dozens of curious Saratogians Wednesday night at the City Library. The new form of government proposed in the draft charter would consist of a 7-member city council that includes a mayor, as well as a separate city manager hired by the council. Members of the commission went into depth about what they claimed were advantages over the current commission-style form of government, a 5-member city council, including the mayor, where each member also oversees a government department. That system has stood in place for more than a century and has survived previous attempts at change, most recently in 2012. Charter Review Commission member Jeff Altamari said a new form of government would have to ensure professional, qualified financial management, improve structural weakness, ensure a lower-cost organization, and preserve what was best about the existing charter. When it comes to structural weakness, Altamari says there's currently a lack of an effective internal audit.
The way we're currently structured, the person who's responsible for all the cash is responsible for auditing themselves. That is a non-starter, okay? You don't see that in private industry, neither do you see that in government.
The Charter Review Commission argues that a city manager would supervise the day-to-day business of the city, prepare and submit an annual budget and capital program, and assist the city council to develop long-term plans. That, they say, would separate politics from administration. The mayor, under the new charter, would be there to pick up the phone, as it were. The mayor would represent the community and outside business, present an annual State of the City address, be able to create advisory committees, and preside over city council meetings. The mayor would chair a finance committee, but would not have administrative or budgetary powers. The city councilors would hold at-large seats. All told, the Charter Review Commission argues that the new system would allow for 3 times the amount of candidates to run for city office. The plan is already facing some criticism. John Sullivan, a former mayor of Oswego, compared the draft charter to a 7-headed hydra and said without a strong mayor, there would be a lack of accountability.
In my view, government that serves best is government that is accountable. And I think you get that with a strong mayor.
Others prefer the status quo. The simple argument is that the city is economically strong, and that's attributable to a knowledgeable council and staff in City Hall. Richard Sellers is part of a group called Saratoga Springs Success.
I'll take the complexity of 4 people having to their oversight and judgment before money is spent before I give that power to one single individual called a city manager.
Charter Review Commission Chair Bob Turner said the commission will have plenty more discussion in the coming months.
Plan on spending the next 2 months holding as many public forums and events to hear what people have to say about how we can make the charter better. And based upon tonight, I'm really grateful.
Originally, the charter plan was set for a vote on May 30th, just 2 months away, and the day after Memorial Day. After considerable pushback, the date was moved to Election Day in November. Turner said he was initially concerned about the move, but now feels good about it.
I appreciate having more opportunity to hear from people, to really educate it. I think in retrospect, it would have been rushed to try and do the May 30th deadline. And I'm really grateful that people pushed back and we listened.
There's a link to the new charter plan at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.